people of Earth. I've really let you down this week, and in a much more specific way than you've come to expect. I got so caught up with the bake-your-own biscotti demonstration that I forgot to intercept this week's transmission. Yes, I'm still trapped in Italy, and what's this in my pocket? Why, it's another of those cassette tapes I found in the Institute, from when Usador and Chunt showed up in 1989. Except this one reads, the ink is smudged here, Julie's Cult Watch. Oh, that's right. Arnie had that schoolmate Julie who carried around a tape recorder for her pretend talk show. Spoiler alert, someone will be applying to Juilliard someday. Well, audience, you've got an exceptionally low bar for audio entertainment, and I've got a cassette player I just made from half a panini press. Shall we?
Okay, this is Julie Andrews. We're here in episode 29 of Cult Watch.
Is that your theme song for your show?
No, I do a different one every time. So I try to emphasize a different part of the word. So like earlier episodes, like I'd be like Cult Watch. Or go watch. Like, it's really quick.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising. I've run out of ways. I'm sure I've done it that way before. But
sure. There's not a lot of syllables. And you're like almost to 30 episodes. Like, it's amazing that you can keep it fresh.
Yeah. I mean, I've had no complaints. Also, it's all on cassette tape. So I don't know who would complain because I don't know who else has heard it yet. But I keep leaving them at the library hoping somebody's going to pick them up.
Oh, that's a great idea. I like to do every recording as if someday someone is going to find them and submit them to the public record.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like somebody's going to find it, like find all those tapes. And then maybe by then I've been taken. And so it's and it could be released into the greater world as a real life drama situation, but then like also heightened up for drama. So maybe it's like inspired by a true story, but not a true story.
Julie, do you mind if I say, like, I've noticed some of the teachers have started talking about how much you talk about being taken at school, and like there's a little bit of concern, like that you're constantly talking about how someday you'll be abducted. I was just walking by the teacher's lounge, and it seemed like a topic that comes up quite a bit.
How often are you walking by the teacher's lounge?
So often.
How often do you stay long enough to hear them talking about something? Because honestly, I feel like if you're saying it's happening often, then you might have a problem.
Yeah. I feel more comfortable around adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk really slow past doors.
I don't know if you really need to worry about it as long as your father has a certain set of skills.
Huh?
I don't know that Julie really needs to worry about this. As long as her father has a certain set of skills, she should be fine, eventually.
Yeah, speaking of taken, I am absolutely taken with this new story about a nationwide search for the casting of a movie called Rob Roy. It's coming out soon, I don't know when, but I'm so excited. Also, Arnie, you know how yesterday I told you I want to start my own 80s band?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said would make a great song title. I like walking slowly past closed doors. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I walk slowly past closed doors.
Can you sing it? I walk slowly past
closed doors. Walking slowly past closed doors. I walk in slowly past closed doors. And
that's
I'm walking
it.
Alone because...
That's it.
It's between classes. Or it's during class.
And perfect. One of those doors opens and an arm grabs you and you're taken.
I know this is your show, Julie. Do you mind if I play my theme song?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Oh, that was very good. Do you guys mind if I play mine?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Was very excellent, too.
And do you guys mind if I just do mine as well?
Okay.
Woo! Well, this is Chunk's song. This is Chunk's song. Hey, motherfuckers, listen up to Chunk's song.
I'm not gonna ask anyone's permission. I'm playing mine.
Cold watch.
Oh, that was also quite excellent. I must say, I believe, Arnold. This is what you would call a guest appearance. These sorts of cross-promotional opportunities are very integral to the work you will do in the future.
Yeah, I'm excited to be, instead of doing my own show, we're guest appearing on Julie's show, Cold Watch.
Yeah, it's less of a show and more of just like an experience, because I don't really have a high production value. I mean, I appreciate everybody coming to the treehouse. There's not great acoustics, but it's spacious, and my mom says that like I can keep the beanbag chairs up here as long as I don't get them dirty, and So far so good.
What do your downloads look like?
What do my downloads look like?
Yeah, how many listens are you getting?
Oh, I told you, I just, whenever I like crank one out, I leave it at the public library and I put a little note on it and I'm like, please enjoy. So I don't know who's listened to them. Nobody's written any notes back, and most of them have not left the pile.
Do you have a Discord going? You got some ad sales going? How are you monetizing?
Arnie, I've been cranking one out and leaving it at the library, too.
Oh, what?
Nothing.
Well, I'm very excited, for I did some research this week. I spent many days down at the stables watching all manner of cult, and I watched even one of them as it turned the age of 5 and became an adult male horse.
Oh.
Okay. So, Mr. Isidore, that's a cult.
Right.
Right.
And I'm on Cult Watch.
Right. But that's a cult.
Yes, what are you saying?
Are we saying, let's say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Cult.
Cult.
You waited. You waited.
Isidore, you dummy.
What?
What are you trying to get away with, Isidore? Why did you?
I'm not trying to get away with anything. I just was simply spent my part of my week watching young male horses.
Yeah, and I was also on the lookout for Cult Watch, and I was watching TV, as I do most days here in the 80s, and I saw a man in a cape with the most beautiful smile, and he told me that there was 45 cults, and he was the most charming, beautiful man. I would follow him anywhere.
Oh, I saw him too. He is very attractive.
Yes, Billy the Williams.
D.
Ah, Billy D. Williams.
Well, my report I'm bringing to the table is the fact that my mom is a part of a Tupperware club. So they've all been coming over, and they are trying to sell each other, from what I've understood, the plastic Tupperwares, like that, you know, they stack, and then like you don't have to worry about the lids, and like it sounds super convenient, but I'm a little concerned that she's in too deep.
Julie, that's fucking amazing. I mean, I'm so sorry to hear that she's in so deep. That must be terrifying for you. But for us to just now hear about Isidore, Tupperware. It's plastic containers that have tomorrow's supper in it.
And they can hold other bowls? A bowl with infinite bowls inside?
Yeah, like you can, but the little ones, like the ones that are like the really tiny ones, like you're not going to use those. Like you're going to pay for them and you're going to be like, I'll put a crouton in here, but you're not going to eat that crouton. That crouton's going to sit in your fridge for days.
Chunk and I must have this tomorrow supperware.
Yes, where can we buy some? Please inform your mom. We would like to buy as many as possible.
Yeah, you can ask my mom later. Like, she'd be happy to sell it to you.
Yes.
She needs to make her quota. Otherwise, I'm afraid something bad's going to happen to her.
Finally, yes. The reason for our trip to the 1980s has been revealed.
Tomorrow, supper. And salad.
Salad tomorrow.
Arnie, do you eat any salads currently, buddy?
What? I mean, I don't know if that's allowed here in Ohio.
Yeah, you've been eating a lot of rallies recently.
Hold on, hold on.
Cha-ching.
Hold on. You don't know if that's allowed here?
Yeah, right?
Is this because you are a foolish young child who hasn't experienced the ways of the world yet? Or do you really believe that Ohio has some sort of law that prohibits people from eating salads?
Yeah, they're called salad days. There's like certain days of the week where you're allowed to have a salad and there's other days that you're not.
Mm-hmm. This is so fucked. So fucked. And Arnie, I told you, I don't trust any state that's just the word high between two balls, okay? But we gotta get out of this state, buddy.
I mean, I guess we could go to Indiana, but that's one of the few places that's worse.
Do you wanna see the future hole?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, is it okay? I hate to admit this. I'm a little scared to see the future hole.
It's a hole. It's just... It's like, I'll be honest, I don't know what you were expecting it to look like, but it is like a real looking hole in the ground that you'd be like, that's a gopher lives there. But then you put your hand in and you will receive an item from the future.
Wow.
So if you first saw it and thought it to just be a gopher hole, were you reaching in to grab a gopher?
Fuck yeah. I'm sorry. Can I say that?
Of course.
Yes, very much so.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Arnie.
You can't do that. Not just that you said that. You recorded that. Recorded yourself saying that.
Look, obviously Julie's going to be in a lot of trouble with her parents if anyone ever hears that. But she's learned from Chunk, and that's the important thing. That a cool skunk has entered her life and allowed her to express herself truly.
That's why I'm smoking.
Yeah, I went to the gas store and I said, give me your coolest cigarettes. And they spell it with a K. And look at us, just two friends smoking it up. Smoking
just
some cigs.
Smoking friends.
Julie, you're recording all of this stuff. This is evidence.
The system works.
This is evidence.
I know, but I it feels good. Like, yeah. I feel like I've done. I mean, not the smoking. The smoking feels bad.
Yeah,
like, that feels really bad. But just to be doing it, like, I haven't even put it to my mouth. I'm just holding 5 lit cigarettes in my hands and waving around like it's the 4th of July. And I gotta tell you, it feels right. It feels regal. Like, I'm just like, this is my treehouse and I'm in charge. And watch out, you're gonna get burned.
Oh, God.
Why can't you just be cool for once, Arnie?
I'm an accessory.
Is this because you went to Claire's?
I walked into the wrong store, okay?
You walked in pretty confidently.
I thought it was Spencer Gifts, and I accidentally got both of my ears pierced.
It was crazy that you were crying while they were piercing your ears, just saying, I wanted penis pasta. But to each their own. Before we look in the future hole, is there some sort of, like, let me grab my keyboard here. Look in the future hole. We're looking in the future hole. Julie, you take it.
Ooh, when you're gonna go look in the future hole,
you're gonna find
what you need.
What you need, girl.
Maybe it's not what you need, but it's something else.
Yeah, look in my future hole. What does our future hold? Look in the future hole.
The holes are alive with the signs of the future.
And print. Cut and print. Was that what you say, Arnie? Cut and print? Cut and paste. Copy, paste.
No, and I always say cut it out. Ee-ee-ee-ee.
How rude. Yeah, so, I mean, like, I can pull these cigarettes out and we can go down and check it out. I'm saying,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, let's check out that future hole.
Is it under the tarp here?
Yeah, I put a tarp in case it rains. I just don't want it. Like, it's not good to get soggy goods from the future.
Oh.
So if rain gets in the future hole, does that rain go to the future?
No. My understanding of the science of it is that just whatever comes into our world, if it's raining, it gets wet.
Oh, wait. Get wet. Let me grab my keyboard here. Future rain. Future rain. Is that something?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, has been for about 5 years at this point.
Whoops. I just want to point out, in case it's, and I know this is clear to listeners, but you're not very good at playing that thing.
Come on.
Oh, wait, hold on. You, sir, look, I'm going to press demo and Arnie will think it's me playing Calypso.
Oh, not so bad now, am I?
Puts hands behind head to relax.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a disaster. Quickly, pull back the top. We must know what's in the future.
Okay, I'll go first because I'm used to it. No, this is the fun part of the future hole, is that, like, sometimes when things come out, you're like, I don't know what this is.
Uh-huh.
So I'll describe it to you the best I can, and we can try to figure out maybe what it is, because it's from the future.
Yes.
Don't be scared.
I mean, I can see it, but it calms me to have it described to me.
It's a small computer, and there is like an animal on it. There's an animal on it, and it looks like it wants to be fed. Otherwise, it's going to die. It just keeps beeping.
Oh, no. This is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like this one belongs to Tamagotchi.
Oh.
That poor girl lost her pet.
We must find Tammy and return it to her immediately.
I know Tammy. I can, I'll hold onto it for her.
Until she gets old enough to have... Close the loop. You close the loop.
Oh, yeah. How far in the future does this come?
This feels like it's maybe in, like, the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I even had a question as I was saying it. Like, is this something that just kind of... maybe just somebody dropped in the hole from this time, and then, like, I just picked it. Because that happens, too. I'll tell you, the number of times that somebody just kind of throws something... Because if you see a hole, sometimes you're just like, I'll throw something in this hole. And I will also clean those things out and then foolishly realize later that it was current trash.
Oh.
I suppose you could get something like an apple, and that could be from the future, the past, the present, who knows?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. There are a lot of holes in this yard, so I've got to imagine that sometimes you accidentally just reach into the wrong hole.
Mm-hmm.
Heads up, future.
Oh, you just spit in there?
Yeah.
Well, that was rude.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Here, stand back. I, an experienced time traveler, am prepared to take my forearm and place it inside the hole and draw out some mystical object of great power and portent. Here it is now. A 7-Eleven, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones Cup. Okay, well. Arnie, spoiler. They're making more Star Wars movies in the future.
What?
That one looks like it's going to be good.
Oh, wow. It looks so good. I can only imagine the only thing that could be better is whatever comes after it.
Don't say anything, Chunk. Let them live in this blissful state for a while longer.
Goddamn fools. It's just a couple of goddamn fools.
They'll stop at 5, right? They'll be like, 5's a good number.
Yeah, good round number.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, is it my turn? I'm scared. I know this hole goes to the future, but I just always worry about snakes. Am I the only one that anytime I see a hole in the ground, I just worry there's a snake in there?
I only worry about that when I see boots.
I will say that 75% of the other holes on this lawn are full of snakes.
Oh, what? Okay.
That's why we have the tarp on it, so we know which one is not the snake hole.
Okay. Before I put my hand in, have you ever reached in and gotten a future snake?
Oh.
Yeah, twice. One time it was a real snake, and one time it was a party snake.
Oh.
Did you ever see a party snake?
I haven't.
No, that's a future thing.
Yeah, it's real fun. It comes in like a can that says like mixed nuts, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Like some generic can of nuts. This should be good. Feels like a good deal. It's not like a brand name. And then you open it up, and a snake pops out, and you're like, they got me.
I hear this loud and clear, for I find nothing more vexing here in this 1989 time period upon Earth than the high price of nuts.
Okay, I'm gonna reach in. Okay, this feels safe. I got a magazine from far off in the future. Wow. Looks like the office manager from Designing Women is going to go on a real run of comeback roles. Good for her.
Ooh, me next. Okay. All right, Chunk, here you go. Pull something good. All right, just put my paws in the grab bag here and... Ooh, Arnie, look at this. Candy cane tripler.
Oh.
Does somebody have a penny? I'll just use my claws. I have claws. 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Money bag.
Come on.
$20. Uh-huh. Money bag. Candy cane.
I don't know what it is.
Money bag? It says I've won $1,000 a week for the rest of my life.
Excellent. We have done it. We have defeated the system. And now we shall take the money back from those in power who have kept it from us for so long.
But what date is on there? Because that's probably when you can start collecting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It says turn in by 2022.
Oh.
Fuck. In 20 years, I'm going to be filthy fucking rich. 30 years?
Yes, 30.
40 years. 30 years.
Those all sound right.
Can we circle back for a minute? Which one was the office manager?
This one. Look at the cover of this magazine. Her name is Jean Smart, it says here.
Oh, it's Jean. Okay.
Yes, yeah. You know her. She had that wonderful run on Frasier in its later years. Oh, damn.
What? Frasier? You mean Cheers?
Yes, of course. I meant Cheers, which will still be on the air for another 4 years at least. Maybe hundreds. Who knows?
Julie, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
You might know something about this, because it sounds like you've been reaching into this future hole a bunch. You sort of keeps bringing up Frasier from Cheers and then stopping himself in a really ominous way. And I'm really worried that something really awful is going to happen to the whole world because of Frasier.
I don't know, but I will say that I did pull out a newspaper from the year 2021, which is... approximately 1 year before Chunk can redeem his money. I still am not clear on how many candy canes or money bags you needed to make that happen.
He could have misread that.
We'll replay the tape. We'll find out what it was. But on this newspaper, it said, Frasier reboot. Frasier
reboot?
Is a robot.
He's a reboot?
He's getting rebooted. Frasier Crane on that show, proof from the future, is a robot.
Oh my God. I would have guessed Diane.
I mean, there could be more robots. We don't know. On this particular day, he needed to be rebooted.
Oh God. Julie, don't you ever get scared of the future? Like, you spend so much time just putting your hand deep into the future.
No. I think, like, I have such a tangible grasp on the future because I literally pull things from it that it doesn't scare me anymore, because it's like taking it in bits and pieces. Like, you know, you pull something out and you're like, okay, like this is what a cookie is, you know, down the road. Like this is what music is going to look like. And then I don't have a way to play it. And then like a few days later, I pull something out and we're like, does this go together? You try to shove it in there. It doesn't work. You're like, this is no good. I have a pile of things that I just don't know what to do with. And I guess I'm not afraid because I can't wait for things to make sense. Like, I feel like the rest of my life is going to be filled with, like, seeing something that I've seen before and going, oh, because no one can explain to me what it is right now. So, like, in the future, I find comfort in the fact that I know what the fuck is happening. I'm sorry I said it again. I just...
No, God, stop. You're going to have to burn this whole tape.
I'm so going to get in such trouble, but also I don't care.
All right, Chunk, do you want some of these limited edition caramel apple Oreos or this...
Ooh.
What?
This edition of Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Let's see. Are the Oreos signed?
They are signed by Michelle Obama.
Wow. I've always wanted to eat an autograph. I'll take the Oreos.
There you go.
I would have kept them if they were signed by a caramel apple.
All right, let me reach in again. Whoa! Honk, honk! Arnie, Julie, Usador, hop in. I got a 2012 Dodge Durango. Let's go for a spin, baby!
Can you drive?
I don't know.
I don't think any of us can.
How did you fit that through the hole?
Me? I didn't put it through. I pulled it out. That part makes sense. Oh, what the fuck? Who did that? Someone just spit on the top of my head.
That was you. That was your spit from a little while ago.
Fuck me.
Stop. You're just going to do it again.
Yeah,
wait,
we'll see.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense because that would have been
the past.
Also, I don't know if anyone else noticed it, but it really did make sense how that car came out of that hole.
I gotta say, within the few minutes that we were gathering around the future hole, I think we may have shimmied over to a different hole. I have a feeling.
Ow. Yeah, definitely, because I have a snake on my paw. Ow. Get it off. Pull it off.
There, I got it. Go away, snake.
Put it in that boot.
Get in that boot.
I think that this is a different hole, and so maybe the past and the future are linked between these hole. I have never engaged with this hole before.
Well, Usador, don't you always say that if time and space is ever ripped apart, you have to have two sides of the coin, right? You can't just have access to the future or just access to the past. In the same area, you have to have access to both.
Oh, yes. The universe is very good at reinstituting its own balance. If it finds that there is some imbalance, it very often, through entropy or enthalpy, re-exerts its own state of balance. What's another word for balance? I've said it too many times. Machinations.
Whoa, I just pulled something else. Arnie, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
It's a brochure for OU Athens. Wow.
Oh, it's a college in Southern Ohio.
No, it's just one sheet. It's not a collage. Dummy.
Arnie, here's another item of portent. A DVD copy of Legally Blonde 2.
DVD?
What?
Oh, no. Julie, that's it. That's the sound. That's the Frasier sound.
What?
Quick, Chunk, hide this season 7 box set of Frasier.
Let me put it in the past.
We may have messed with this too much. And by we, I mean, like, I may have messed with this a little bit too much, so I don't know what's going to happen here. Like, the holes seem to be converging.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to kiss. Oh, something else just hit me in the head. What is this? From 2032, it's a DZD copy of Illegally Blonde? Arnie, what's happening?
I don't know. Oh, God. Parents were right. If we don't stop playing with these holes, something bad's gonna happen.
Wait, sing that. Let me get my keyboard. If we don't
stop playing with these holes, something bad's gonna happen,
girl.
Star Wars Episode 12, Kylo Ren's back and has his shirt off again. What an odd subtitle.
I'm sorry that I brought you into this. I feel like that this moment is the beginning of something terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's often the way our show goes. This is our first time on your show, though, so I don't know that it always goes terrible here.
I'm not a good host. I've sort of just let this ramble and haven't wrangled anyone in any way whatsoever, so I'm going to try to pull it together and just say, it's Julie Andrews checking in, if you're still listening. This is still Cult Watch, but we have moved outside. We are down in the deep. We are in the hole. We are next to the future hole and the past hole. Two holes close to each other, cheek to cheek, right there, ready for the taking. We have dipped our hands into both holes. We've discovered things. We've hidden things from each other. I think that this show is no longer about cults. I think that we're looking deeper than that. I think that this show is now about holes.
Wow. Oh,
that's a shame.
Holes. A circle, a snake eating its own tail, an Ouroboros. Where's that boot? I'm going to put the head of the snake in the future and the tail of the snake in the past.
Oh, you ripped that snake apart. You ripped that snake in half.
Oh, my gosh. That was awful to watch.
Oh, but inside the snake were party snakes.
Oh, fun.
Okay, that turned out okay.
Well, I'm disappointed about the format of your show because while I was down at the stables watching all those cults, I did join a couple of other cults this week.
Oh, okay, we can switch back. We can circle it back around. Briefly, on whole watch, back to the cult beat. cult beat. Here we go. Swing it back around. What's new, Mr. Usador?
Well, I was hanging around out back where some of the jockeys were, and one of them asked me if I'd ever joined a blood cult, and I was like, yes, obviously. And he said, well, do you want to do it again? And I said, sure, no problem. So I, you know, I gave him a little bit of my blood, and he said, now we are bound together forever in likeness and power. And I said, oh, okay, great. Let me know if you ever need anyone smited.
Wait, are you saying that you gave some random dude in 1989 Ohio the powers of a wizard?
No. I said I gave him some blood because we are joining a blood cult, and that's what you do.
He's a jockey?
I'm not sure. He was hanging around with the jockeys out behind the stables, so could have been a jockey. He looked a little tall to be a jockey, honestly. You know, usually jockeys are of a somewhat smaller stature, as it allows them to put less weight on top of the horse. He was, I would say, I don't know, 6'8 or so.
6'8?
Yeah, probably not a jockey. But I can't say that for sure. Who knows?
We don't know his life.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You grew up to be my best friend. I've told you that, right?
Yeah, it's a weird thing to tell a person.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's
listen,
like, if it's going to happen, let it happen.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. But listen.
I'm an awkward little kid with social anxiety, and even I know that's a little much.
Shut up for a second.
Walk past the teacher's lounge.
Arnie, you know I'm depending on you to save all of Foon in the future. Don't you know that?
You, sir, that's a lot to put on a kid.
It's Arnie. You, or everyone dies.
Give me some space.
Arnie, buddy, because you grew up to be my best friend, I can't hide this from you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Usador wanted me to hide this box DVD set of Frasier, but I just can't do it. I have to be honest with you. Here, take this. Use it for good.
What? I don't understand anything I'm seeing on the front of this box.
I'm sorry. This has been tearing me up inside. I didn't want to have to tell you about the things that happen in the future, but now that the secret is out.
Oh,
yes.
My God. What's going to happen to Boston?
There's a spinoff from Cheers called Frasier that focuses on the love life and the new career of that titular character, Frasier Crane.
Why do they put this weird new building up in Boston? I don't understand.
No, he moves to Seattle and has a whole new cast of colorful characters surrounding him.
And the dog dies.
Does anybody want some scrambled eggs? My mom made some.
Can I have some salad with mine?
No, it's not a salad day.
That sounds like Trekfest. I want Tupper.
Did you say Truckfest?
I want tickets to Truckfest. Isn't that coming to the Columbus Civic Center?
Yeah.
I think it's the only thing they ever have at the Columbus Civic Center.
Yeah, it's every other week is Truckfest. And then on the off weeks is Duckfest.
Makes it easier with the signs. You only have to change the first letters.
Right.
Well, Usador and I are going to go see if we can get some Tupperware from Julie's mom, and we'll be right back with more. Oh, Julie, I'm being so rude. This is your podcast. I'm used to hosting a podcast in the future.
No, I appreciate the help because I'm not very good at it. And again, don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah, how do you throw to break?
How do I throw to break? I go, woo-wee, gotta pee, and then I press stop.
No, you just burp it. Once you put it all around, then you just pull back the one side of it, like this chunk, and then that burps the top and seals the freshness in.
You boys get it. You come by anytime, okay?
Thank you, Mrs. Andrews.
Thank you, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, I'm just so glad to see my Julie with somebody, with some friends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a very good friend and her chemistry teacher.
Oh, that's not inappropriate.
Thanks again, Mrs. Andrews. And like we agreed upon, I'll be by to clean the pool tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, first we gotta finish digging it. Oh, we have fun. Okay, going back in. Bye.
That's why there are so many holes. They're putting in a pool.
This is, I hate to say it, weird family.
Yeah, my mom's been talking about a pool for a while. When she gets mad at my dad, she digs a hole.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been going off and on for years. It's like, he's like, we're not getting a damn pool.
Wow.
And she's like, I'll make a pool. And then she digs a hole. But then she gives up because she realizes there's a lot more involved in making a pool than just digging a hole.
Sure. And then you spend a lot of your time in the backyard playing in these weird holes. There's a lot to unpack here, psychologically.
Yeah.
Does she put snakes in the holes, or do they just find their way in?
They find their way in.
Mm.
I think they sense the tension.
Gotta get out of that house.
Me?
Oh, I meant the snakes. They were looking for a place to hide.
Yes.
Yeah, probably you too.
No, it's fine. It feels like a normal amount of banter and frustration with, you know, suburbia.
Sure.
You know, Julie, I feel like of all the kids in our grade, like, you seem like the most ready to be a grown-up a little bit.
Yeah, I've always thought of myself as perpetually 60, you know, like my whole life. It's like that feels like what I've been rotating around with my sensibilities. But, you know, it's fine. I'll grow into my age.
Yeah, just like 40 some years.
Yeah, ish.
I can't do the exact math.
No, math is hard.
Yeah, no, I know that feeling. Being born from a conspiracy of bird and rain and wind and fire in Akron. It took me a while to achieve comfort at my current age, since I looked so old when I was born.
Yeah?
Yes, I looked exactly like this.
Was that hard?
It was hard at times. For sometimes I felt very youthful and very foolish, even though I appeared to be wizened. Well, enough about me.
I think I'm, like, afraid of the future, but I also think someday, when I'm an adult, things will be easy and good. It's just, like, whatever. I just don't know what it takes to get there, right? Like, how do you get to the future, you know?
Maybe you get there in a 2012 Dodge Durango. Should we try?
How did that happen? I still don't understand how that happened.
There's a lot of holes. Came from somewhere. Yeah, we should try it. Let's get in the car.
Let's all get in. All right, so let me just... Okay, I'm a little short here. Let me just see if I can shapeshift into something a little bit taller. There we go. Shapeshifted into a tall skunk.
Ugh.
All right. Let me check the mirrors here.
That's unnerving.
I know.
It's a lot of leg room back here.
What is that skunk? 6'8"?
Yeah, that seems... Why is it unsettling me so much?
Do you have my blood?
Don't worry about it. Let me just put my seat back here. You still have room? Are your legs okay?
No, I'm quite cramped now.
Okay.
Julie?
Yeah.
Julie, I hate to say it, and I can't say it to his face. There's no way I would ever be best friends with this tall skunk in the future.
It's like... I was fine with him, and it's fine, but right now, in this situation, like, I don't want to be biased, but it's unnerving, like, how long he is now as a skunk. Like, it's, like, not, it's, like, it's weird, and also, I wasn't aware, nobody clued me in on the shape-shifting thing, so this is also brand new information for me. I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't be.
You know, while we're at it, our chemistry teacher's a wizard.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, I got a lot going on in my life, Julie.
No, it's fine.
Stop moving the damn seat back.
Sorry, I'm 6'8", okay?
All right.
All right, let's see here. Oh, here's... Oh, what's this? There's like a little metal wand that was tucked up here. It fell down when I moved this visor. Okay. Let me point the little metal wand and go. Drive. Isidore, help.
Rathtron Tolkolashta Karahat Anasura Kanchanthahara Oratol Oratala Akimpiathrochok
Taco Bell Taco Bell.
Oh, let's go to Taco Bell.
Oh, perfect. The Durango grew legs. All right. And now we can just kind of think about where we want to go. Taco Bell it is, m'lady. Oh boy, it's moving pretty slow.
The wheels would probably be faster than the legs.
Well, I don't want the wheels to crush the legs.
Ah, fine. If you don't want legs, Orotoroth.
Sorry, car really fell.
Ugh. Yeah, really, that hurt a little bit. You should be able to drive now, Chunk, I believe.
Okay, let me pick up this little metal wand again and drive.
Goes in the hole.
Oh, let me.
That's your solution for everything.
I just threw it in the future hole.
No.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh.
You said it goes in the hole.
I've been practicing with my mom. It goes in the little, like, there's an ignition beside. So it's like the key. That's a key. And then you put it in the ignition and turn it. And that's how it
Say that next
starts.
Time.
Sorry, I got distracted because you were an extremely long skunk.
Yeah.
And then the car had legs. So, yeah, there's a lot going on for me, too.
Wait, let me. Fuck it. I'm just going to get out of the car and I'm going to go get it. Whoop! Did
he just go into the future hole?
I guess so. I guess we'll never see him again.
Whoa! I came out. I went in the future hole. I came out the past hole. Oh, I should explain myself. I'm wearing what's called skinny jeans. Now, they're different from boot cut in that they taper off towards the end. I don't know how to explain this to you all. This must be blowing your mind.
Why would jeans be so tight? How do you move?
How do you do carpentry?
Where's the loop for your hammer?
Right.
Listen, too many questions. I don't know what all I've seen. I don't know where all I've been. All I know is I got these skinny jeans.
Is this the same Chunk that went into the hole? Or do we have to kill him?
Oh, I don't know if we have to kill him, but he's probably not the same one. He's probably from a slightly different universe, But, you know, we'll just take this one. It's fine.
Okay. I just felt like it was worth saying, based on the journey he just went through.
Sure.
That we weren't totally clear on who just came out in skinny jeans.
I'm still the same Chunk. Oog, glag, bee-bee.
It's kind of like a take a penny, leave a penny kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You understand perfectly, Arnold. Even if this isn't our Chunk, it's a Chunk that we have. And it's possible he is the same Chunk, but he's been altered by his experiences. Why... If you, Julie Andrews, were to go into the time hole or find thyself traveling through the mystical realms of the universe, you would be quite transformed. And though you may be the same, you would not be the same.
Okay, but what if we threw Chunk back through the past hole?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Wait. What?
Okay. Okay, now he's back through the future hole. Yeah, seems like it reset him perfectly. Well done.
Wow. Did you guys see a 6'8 dude with skinny jeans who punched me in the face and jumped through?
Oh, that was not you.
No, didn't you notice it was a human man?
Huh.
I'm not good with faces.
What the fuck, you guys? Little help? Anyway.
What, guy, are we okay?
We should
Obviously
stop
not.
Playing with these holes.
I can't stop.
Look, Julie, I'm sorry. I think I got to get home in time for dinner. And also, I got kind of a busy evening planned. I'm a little worried that my neighbor is killing people. So I'm going to try to work up some courage and break into his house tonight and sort of see if he's a murderer or something. And try to get it recorded on my tape recorder. So if you never see me again, I've probably been killed.
Okay.
I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot to lay on you.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm telling you that we're going to be best friends in the future or anything like that.
No, but yeah, okay, be careful.
Thanks.
And maybe like, yeah, just like leave a rock outside my house or something if you're okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could come see me if you're okay, but if you're not okay.
Yeah.
Also, if there's any past or future stuff you don't want, or you think it's going to maybe mess up the timeline, feel free to put it in the car. I'll just fly that into a volcano.
I think at this point you can just take whatever you want.
All right.
Like, all that stuff is fair game.
Okay, yeah, just throw it all in the car. Throw it in the front seat. I'll burn it up on a volcano.
Isidore, you did it. You invented 1-800-JUNK. The prophecy has been fulfilled.
I've done it. And now I shall return to the realms of Ephesius. Nope. Got something else to do.
Do you have room for more junk in the trunk?
You know it.
You know, there's a lot of rocks back here, so if I am okay, I'm just going to come and tell you. Because I think the rocks thing will just be confusing.
Yeah, I realized when I said that, I was like the kind of thing that I'm like, let me know if you're okay, but really you could let me know if you're okay. But if you're not okay, it is the absence of anything.
Yeah,
so that's what I will look for to know what's happening.
Volcano fly, volcano fly, fly to the volcano. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long, farewell, ad vita saying goodbye.
I hope you burn and soon we will die. Nope.
Okay, that was weird.
I'm sorry. I was trying to rhyme. You know when you really force a rhyme and then you're like, this isn't what I'm trying to say, but...
Well, that was one of my rare singing spells.
Stupid Julie Andrews.
Bye! See if I survive!
Okay.
We're gonna go with Ani. Goodbye, Julie.
Bye.
Goodbye. Tell your mom I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, this is end of episode of Cult Watch / Whole Watch / Julie on her own on the only road I've ever known. Okay, this is episode 42 of Cult Watch. I'm Julie Andrews. I'm your host. Sometimes I have other people here. Today I don't. So it's just me, Julie Andrews, with special guest Julie Andrews and the hole. We're here camped out at the future hole. I haven't been able to pull anything out of this in days. I keep trying. I keep putting my hand in there and just trying to get something out of it. And nothing's coming out. I haven't seen Arnie in a while. I hope he's okay.
Young woman. There is no easy way to get around this. I am a stranger in a raincoat approaching you. And I just want to be really upfront about that to make sure you're all right with that.
I have been preparing for this day for most of my life. Continue. Oh,
what a relief. I have been watching you for some time, again, in just a friendly manner, just gathering information. And I have the reason why you're not pulling anything else out of your time hole.
Okay. Is it broken? Did I break it?
No, it's because you've taken all of my stuff.
What?
That's my storage facility.
You...
And I left a little, just like a sort of a back door into it, thinking, who is going to fill their backyard full of holes? And now I reached in it one night, just a few nights ago, while everyone was asleep, just hoping to peruse through my copy of The Women of Designing Women Weekly. And it's gone. All of it's gone. Or rather, everything within arm's reach is gone. And then I see you out here rooting through it, and I wanted to just come and explain to you what you're doing.
Seems like they could have made that title a little cleaner.
It's wordy. It takes up most of the cover. But what's inside are just some hot stories about each and every lead in designing women.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. I've enjoyed looking at it. I'm sorry, I didn't know this was your stuff.
No, how could you?
And I'm curious. I'm explorative. I'm a person who wants to know what things are, and so I'm so sorry. And we drove all your stuff into a volcano.
Yes. You know, I had thought that Dodge Durango might come in handy at some point, so to find that it'd instead be driven into a volcano was kind of a disappointment. Though I do admire your curiosity. Some people might have stopped after the first party snake, but you just kept reaching, and I applaud that.
They're always a delight. You know, it's like you think you're gonna tire of it.
Oh, it never gets old.
No. If they pop out and you're just like, I even knew it was gonna happen. Like, I saw a generic potato chip can, and I thought, Julie, here we go again. This is a generic can. You shake it, there's not a chip rattle happening, and then it still got me.
You know what? The first time, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Times after that, it's a friend you're happy to see.
Well, that's nice.
Well, but now they're all gone, because you just kept reaching. You emptied out that entire storage facility. I mean, I had them peppered, you know, throughout a lot of different places, but this one nearly empty now.
I'm sorry. Were you holding on to that stuff for a reason? Because maybe, I don't know, I'm always trying to think of like the good side of things. It's like maybe it was time to let go.
Oh, you know, I'd never thought of it that way. I mean, I admit I'd been saving season 7 of Frasier when they finally answer all the mysteries they've been carefully constructing through the first 6 seasons. Who shot his father?
Wait, please don't spoil it for me.
Well, I can't. I don't know the answers. You took my box set of Frasier and it's gone now. But maybe I was holding on to it too much. Maybe it was time to let that Tamagotchi die. In a way, I can say thank you. I don't need physical items to be okay. I don't know that I need the storage facility itself.
I pulled that out of my butt, and I'm glad that you went with it, that it was an okay explanation.
You just pull things out of places, don't you? That's what you do.
I'm an explorer.
Well, there's more. As you can see, your backyard holes have become unstable. I had one going to the future. You know, the farther in you reach, the further you go. You've probably figured that out by now. Mm-hmm. Another going to the past, because it's always good to leave some things there. They're not that curious. They're not going to find it. They've gotten too close through way too much overuse of all your reaching and exploring. They've got to be shut down, and that can only be done from within.
Are you going in?
I have to. That's why I'm here. These things are going to grow and expand until they consume all of Akron. And while that might be an exciting prospect to some, it would set a whole bunch of things out of whack in this time period. It's got to be shut down, child.
And you have that large suitcase with you? You're just going to go with that large suitcase?
Oh, did you happen to notice my steamer trunk covered with stickers of other planets and worlds?
Yeah. All right, well, nice talking to you. See you around the bend.
Are you ready to be freaked out?
What?
There's a bunch of equipment on the other end that's going to close down this portal, but as you can see, I'm one, let's say, human in a big floppy raincoat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't shut it down myself.
Okay, see, now my whole plan was to sneak in your steamer trunk. I was about to get in there and, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that's fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? And then we get through the hole, and I'm like,
I walked all over it, and I walked.
No, it's, I mean, like, I honestly, the fact that you willingly want me to go, like, this is very exciting, because I've been waiting for a moment like this, where it's like, you know, things just turn a corner, and I can feel it. And it feels dangerous, but okay dangerous. Like I can read the signs. So yeah, I don't have to casually.
I have to tell you, child, coming through this rift, there's no promise that you'll ever return here. Although I suppose you could say at one time there was also no promise that we would never return to this period, and yet here we seem to be again. So let's not call it an ironclad promise.
Right.
But it is not certain that you will return to this time period.
Okay.
You seem real ready to just walk away. Anyone you want to say goodbye to or anything?
Yeah, give me a second. Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go into this hole.
Okay. You have fun. Are your friends here? No? Just don't, when you come back in, be quiet, okay? Because I'm going to be exercising, and I don't want a distraction because it ruins my flow, okay? So just be quiet, because I got a Jane Fonda, okay? I'm going to Jane Fonda, and then we'll see what we want to do for dinner, okay? Okay. I'm ready.
I've heard about the earth ritual of exercise and how it requires absolute silence.
She, like, gets really bothered if, like, because sometimes, like, the other people in the exercise video, like, have banter or, like, an expression or, like, they're enjoying themselves, and she feels like if she misses something.
Oh, context is critical. I mean, the pounds don't come off unless you understand what's happening in the background.
I've walked in a couple of times, like, during, like, a sweat into the oldies that she really got bothered. So
it sounds like there's nothing for you here.
Yeah, we're good. We have more of just a professional relationship, so I think I'm ready to leave.
All right. As you can see, I mean, you know this, the hole's not that big, and yet a Dodge Durango drove through it. So I think it might be just more comfortable if each of us kind of pushes ourselves through at once. Does that sound fair?
So wait, what do we have to do? Is the thing that we have to, like, turn off, like, directly on the other side? Or is it, like, are we reaching in? Like, what should I be expecting once we go into that hole?
Everything.
Okay.
And anything. But we are going to my sword's facility. Okay, I mean, it's fun to build these things up. But no, it's a place that I rent. It's a pretty reasonable fee.
Okay.
We'll be working from there.
Okay.
But it can be rough on the eyes sometimes when you go through, you know, it's a huge shift in time, energy, etc. Mm-hmm. You probably want to go in backwards. You want to keep your eyes closed. I think it's good. It keeps the lungs kind of functioning and supple. Maybe go in with a little tune.
Okay, so turn it around. Close your eye. Am I going first or are you going first?
You know, I've done it before, but I think it's fun to kind of feel it out. And it's going to ruin some of the surprise if I just do it for you. So go for it.
Okay. Signing off, dear followers, patrons, everybody who's followed me on this journey thus far. Sorry, I have to just monologue for a minute into my show.
Oh, no, absolutely, go for it. You wouldn't want to leave those three people at the public library hanging.
You're generous. This is Julie Andrews, about to going into what I have commonly referred to as the future hole. Clearly something that I didn't know what it was. I've been told what it is, but with just enough detail to leave mystery on the table. I thank you for being along with me on this journey. Cult Watch, Hole Watch, Cold Watch out. Gotta pee. Bye.
That's some fine branding. It's a nice way to wrap up that show, I've got to say.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little rambling, but you know what? There's something for everyone. Okay. Turn it around. Close your eyes. Sing a song.
And mean it.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on children, bright copper nettles and spoons full of chitlins.
And she's gone. She did it. That song was perfect. I've never heard anyone go through the future hole that way before. She actually got the name exactly right. It's a future hole. We workshopped a lot of more complicated names, and then we were like, why are we reinventing the future hole? And now for me. The moons of Uranus with all of its rings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Wait, I'm in this episode too? Jeez Louise, Ed Harris, can you stay out of the Truman Show for like an hour? How strange to hear that young, foolish version of myself still living in the childlike belief that Niles and Daphne could never make it work. Oh, it's all coming back now. Things got crazy on the other side of that future hole. You know that saying, you can take a child to the future, and you can take a child to outer space, but you shouldn't do both? I know, it's easier to recognize when embroidered. Would a transmission of that event even exist? And could I find it from Italy? Probably not. This discussion is over. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Cool Skunk was played by Adol Refai. Julie Andrews, the 13-year-old friend of Arnie, host of cassette tape-based show Cult Watch, was played by Brooke Bright. Brooke is currently directing the game Job Job, coming out this fall as part of the Jackbox Party Pack 8. The, charismatic, nuanced stranger in a trench coat was played by, beloved voice artist Christopher Dazzles. The Usador theme song from Season 1 was written and performed by Nick Gage and Meredith Stepien. Follow them on Twitter at Mellow Chihuahua and Ghosty Diddy, respectively. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance slathered on generously by Ryan DeGiorgie. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Special 1989 theme music by Andy Poland. Now, I'd love to walk you through my plan to escape from here, but that limoncello fountain's not gonna drink itself.
Ah. Bing bong. Ha ha ha. Eat ass. Bing bong. Eat ass. Bing bong. Eat ass. Yeah. Woo. Well, this is Chunk's song. This is Chunk's song. Hey, motherfuckers, listen up to Chunk's song. I once was Chunk, but now am Chunk. Was Badger, now I'm Skunk. Buttholes, buttholes, I have two holes. One poops, the other poops, both poo.
Wow, mine was a long one.
Yeah.